Up until I was about 22, I was doing everything I shouldn't do and nothing I should do. And I had no control over myself whatsoever. I was a brawler, a drug addict, an alcoholic, a thief, a whoremonger, and whatever else is on the list. And I had no control to stop it. And I thank God that the Holy Ghost that you've already heard mentioned, which is the Spirit of God, was poured out somewhere around 2,000 years ago onto all people and basically said, all right, it's been poured and it's still pouring, and if you want some of this, then you need to grab it because it's for you. And I'm a living witness and testimony to you, world, that 20 years later, this Holy Ghost is still working and hasn't burnt out. Because I literally went from one day of drinking before church, showing up, going out after church after I left early, saying, no way, this is crazy. People are lunatics. A month before, I was laying on the ground at a Little Feet Grateful Dead concert in convulsions with no friends around me who would take me to a Red Cross tent next to us because they were afraid because they're all high. Thankfully, I sat up and said, what's going on? From there, about 30 days later, I found myself in a church saying, you know what? And it wasn't because of that moment. There's other things. I won't get into it. It's too long. But I'm telling you, in public, I was smiling. I was doing and taking everything that everybody around me was doing. I was vocal, and yet I was shy. I was right there. I'd spit at a church person in a heartbeat, and yet I would go to Catholic Mass to make my mom happy, and then also feel like, well, God loves me, and everything's going to be okay anyways, no matter how nasty I am. And then when I was sitting by myself where nobody can see me with a knife in my hand thinking, all you got to do is put it in your stomach right now, and you won't make it. And tears, crying, just about, but afraid to die. Thank God for that. Take a look around you. Not too many people, well, I should say a lot of people today, somehow reach a point of not being afraid to die. And they take off. I was that close, folks. And I don't want sympathy. I want you to realize the change that took place. A lot of people are fooling themselves. A lot of people are fooling themselves, thinking that they're okay. And they want everybody to think they're okay. And everything's good the way they are and where they're going. And they know everything. And they've got it all made. And this is all right. And you look at their life and you're, I want to laugh at you and say, you're crazy. Look at you. Pathetic. You don't know anything about peace. You don't know anything about where you're going. You haven't got a clue. And you know how I know it? Because I see me 20 years ago. That's how I know. I see it. I see me 20 years ago. And I'm wondering to myself, is this one going to make it? Because I've seen 1,000 people come through here with the same stupid attitude, the same stupid spirit, and they just walk in. They think they know everything, and then they hang out for a little bit. Some of them get blessed. Some of them don't even give the chance to get a blessing. And then the next thing you know, they disappear. One person pops into my mind, went out and lit himself on fire and ran down the road. What? And he was blessed in this place. Others have left and they're dead. They're gone. No chance. I'm not exaggerating when I say I've seen 1,000 people come and go in this place. When I came to a service, got scared to death because the voice that met me in the midst of a, I don't even know what you want to call that place, but when everything around me was consuming me, let's just use that word. In other words, I was being eaten up. I was lonely in the midst of 100,000 people. I felt so alone. A voice with it. I'm not exaggerating. When I used to go to, you want to know, talk. When I used to go to the Dead concerts, you know, 120,000 people were at those shows. And they were all high. They were doctors, lawyers, not just kids off the street. So, and I was there a lot of times. So I laid there feeling like I was alone. How can you feel alone with 120,000 people? And there was a small, still voice. I didn't know what it was. It wasn't until later that I realized, you know, that was God dealing with me. Sure. He was there. That voice met me at that house, in other words, at the church, at this place where my friend got me to go, and it scared me to death. I went out, got into a car crash, and realized as I laid there in my car, you know what? That's where I needed to be. I needed to be there. That's it. And that was the crossover. I don't know. If this testimony don't mean nothing to you, it means everything to me. I keep sharing it because it means everything to me. Why? Because 20 years later, I'm no longer a whoremonger. I'm no longer a pothead. I'm no longer dropping hits of acid. I'm no longer snorting cocaine. I'm no longer doing any of that stuff. I'm not stealing from my friends and people I don't know. I'm not breaking into places. I'm not in jail. Trust me, I did more than enough. And I wonder sometimes when I testify like this if somebody's going to come rushing through the door and say, okay, Mr. White, we know who you are. Because I did enough to be in jail for a very long time. I did not only do drugs, I dealt drugs. So I know what that's all about. I beat people down. Brother Rick, you know what that's all about. And I enjoyed it. You know what? Yeah. There was something that was about that adrenaline of someone getting in your face and starting with you and then you putting them down. I was in that circle. And literally, in a day, a service of something I had no clue about. I was raised Catholic. Who are these people? What is this? This is nuts. This is nuts? Go turn your TV on. Go look at any concert that you're interested in, of the rock and roll singers or the country singers or whatever it is you're involved with, and tell me that I'm nuts because I'm praising the Almighty God with my hands in the air. Instead of some dude playing a guitar on a stage? What's he going to do for me? Hey, Dave, Grateful Dead friends of mine, Jerry Garcia, the one who's now dead, by the way, because he did way too many drugs, used to preach in his songs about hard times and, oh, you can basically become a dumpster diver if you want. Used to fly in on his own helicopter to the concert. Well, that made a lot of sense to me. I'm excited. I got the Holy Ghost. And there's a stupid spirit that's always trying to come amongst the people of God and say, you people are nuts. You don't need, what is this? This is crazy. And I'm here to say, you know what? That spirit's just stupid. And I'm proof, 20 years later, I got past that spirit. And I said, I ain't staying with that no more. It cleaned me up. And it made it possible for me to stop lying, to stop stealing, to stop cheating, to stop lusting, to stop doing, and there's a whole list of stuff. It's all gone. It's all gone. And it happened like that. People can't believe you. That's a miracle. I wasn't at NA or AA. I didn't have to do any of that stuff. None of it. It was a miracle that took place when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. You can't argue with this. Sorry. 20 years later, you can't argue with this. I'm living proof, and I'm going all the way. As it's already been said, we got a happy ending. And the only reason why I'm talking strong right now is because there's a stupid spirit that's trying to come up against this. Normally, there would just be a nice smile and happy and quiet. Hey, praise God, everybody. But that stupid spirit just needs to be settled down where it belongs. And then the people that really want to grab hold of God, you have that opportunity to step right over it and say, I want to be with Jesus. Because that's what it took for me. It took for me stepping away from my friends, stepping away from all the things that started to come my way at that moment. Here, this is what you always wanted. Here, this is what you wanted. Here, here's some more drugs. Have it for free. Here's a beautiful lady. Take her. Come on. Just do this, do this, do this. And if you think I'm lying, sit down with me after church and I'll tell you all about it. It all showed up right at once. Right as I was coming to church. It all just showed up. And I was like, what's going on? I thank God for His mercy. I thank God for His grace. For the desire He put in my heart to want to know Him. It wasn't about going to heaven. I had no idea what heaven was. I didn't care about heaven. I'm not saying that rudely. I wanted to be alive. I didn't want to, eventually one of these times when I'd just taken a little too much, put the knife in my stomach. or step on the gas pedal just a little too hard here, which I was doing. I didn't want that to really happen. You know, I acted like it, but I didn't really want it to happen. And I thank God. And He made it possible to step past it and not let it happen. And I'm telling you, 22-year-old kid, the next step was either jail or dead. And I'm 42 now, 20 years later. Beautiful wife, beautiful kids. Pray for them. Yeah. They are blessed. They are blessed. I see things and I'm thinking, I wish my parents knew this stuff when I was little. I really do. And that's not knocking my parents. They just didn't know it. I hope they grasp it now. Because what more do you need to see? If anybody knew me, it was my parents. What more do you need to see that 20 years later, I mean, even as much as cigarettes, the same day, gone. You know, it didn't matter. Is it just, I threw it in a day. This is my test. A day, folks. I did not quit all this stuff over a period of time. I did not stop gambling. I did not stop smoking. I did not stop drinking. I did not stop sleeping around. I did not stop doing all this stuff over 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, 5 years. I'm talking about a church service. Holy Ghost, you need to get baptized. Okay, whatever that's all about, sure, I'll get baptized. I have no problem with this. Got baptized in Jesus' name, started looking His word and started saying, oh, okay, I understand. I understand. Okay, it is here. I do need to do this. Whatever, I don't understand why or how. 5 years later, now I understand why. Now I see what's going on. But in the beginning, it was just so simple. Just do it. Just do it. Who cares? Done everything else. The only thing I didn't do is kill somebody, I don't think. She's like, you know why I say that? Because how many of those nights did I go to sleep somewhere I didn't even know where I was at when I woke up and said, how did I get here? I have no idea what happened between there and here. So I assume I never hurt anybody that bad. I hope not. But God knows. And baptism in Jesus' name removed any of that anyways. And the Holy Ghost keeps me today and has kept me daily, every day. Not only does it keep me from doing things that I shouldn't do, but it makes me want to not do it. I don't want it. It's not hard. I don't fight it. I don't shake. I don't have all the, oh, I think I need something today. It's not there. And I'll shut up with this. I tried to drink. I tried to drink when I came to church with my army buddies, because I was also in the army. So I was a deadhead who was in the army. Well, that was really weird. Hey, all my army buddies, I tripped in basic training. Stupid, huh? And thank God I didn't get caught. Oh, my Lord, I have no idea why we did. That was another one of those. What am I doing? In the barracks. Basic training. You have some crazy people out here. And I was one of them. Thank God I'm washed. Thank God I'm clean. Thank God it's happened. And this testimony is for everybody to know it's for you too. It's for you too. This is not only happens to one in a million. This is for everybody. Whoever wants it can have it.